Thanks for channeling me while I was attempting to channel you.
Thanks for channeling me while I went to the bathroom.
So the losing it. No, I got it. So the kid who said I sounded mellow, I didn't argue with him. But Ed just, or Bob just got reconfirmed that hyperkinetic mechanical Bob is still there, remembering the quotes from Worcester.
Yeah, whoever that person was, see, he's projecting what he wants you to sound different.
Yeah.
Because that helps him to perpetuate the fact that there is some effect that he's perceiving.
Yeah, now there's the ratios. I knew I probably sounded mellow because I was exhausted from having
right.
talked to Ion for 7 hours. But I knew that it was important to lie to him and let him believe that that's what was happening because that was his wanting. And I wise.
Exactly. Perfect words.
Perfect words.
Perfect words.
You're beautiful. You had the experience.
Quite like a mooncake.
Yeah. Perfect word. Perfect word. But did you get a perfect words in when you had your session with Ion?
If you remember correctly, Bob, I had 3 perfect words.
Right.
And I had the heavens are singing.
Yes. And you know what? The friend of mine who's staying here, he sat in on a session. And
Steve.
No comment. And
no, I was just saying, where's Steve?
Yeah. Did you read the book, the part that you were supposed to read?
I started to, and then
didn't finish it. Okay.
Well, no, because all the landscaping work came out. Anyways, not either near there. So
you were saying
the person who's visiting you.
Yeah, sat in on a session and eventually contributed and said something, and. Ion said, and you've experienced this too, Bob, Ion said, excellent, you have brought us to a place that we've never been before. Humanity has never been in this stated condition you've just uttered. Okay,
right.
So I've had to put up with this person ever since then, saying, Bob, I brought it. I think he knew that I'd gotten that 500 times. And but he thought just because he got one that he was on equal status. I says, okay, Steve, or this person. I said, okay, 22 for Bob, 1 for you.
Yeah. But that's the megalomania, narcissism, ego of being sort of validated.
Of contrast.
You know,
of contrast.
You're validated by that, and you feel this excitement. Oh, look at me, look at me.
You felt that.
We all feel that. Everybody feels that.
When they get complimented by the godless, Mr. Ion.
Complimented by the godless, or when they get a blowjob from their girlfriend.
Yeah, one of the main points, Ion, says, well, there's God, and you think you people define God, but it's exactly the opposite from what you say God is. That's a common theme. So anyways, it was interesting watching, remembering you got complimented. You say 3 times. How many times did you bring us to the new place?
Well, twice he said perfect words, and one time he went over the top. The heavens are singing, and the trumpets are blaring. Oh, my, we are so... Woo, 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 woo.
Woo, science, woo, woo, flattery.
Yeah, and then I was saying, my little dive... Diamond Ion voice was saying in my head, going, now don't listen to the compliment. Stay on track.
Yeah,
stay focused.
But
you want the answer. You don't need the ego massage. You can get an ego massage any day. Just go to the health food store and tell the pretty organic girl that you're organic and she can eat you. That's enough. I go, stay on track. Stay on track. Don't get distracted.
Yes, remember both conversations. But you did say that the diamond part of yourself really felt good, and the diamond Ion was trying to warn. Watch it.
Yeah, well, the ecstasy being validated by God was undeniable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to quickly let go of that, or you're going to lose focus.
And I'm still battling with my guest here, who has not even realized the other conversation that is not a compliment, that you brought us to a new place.
Yes.
So I play it up and pretend I'm competing.
Right.
but I'm not competing.
Because you still enjoy the friction-based reality.
No, no, I'm not competing. I'm just hanging around for Connie.
Right.
But the it's interesting. The yeah, bring. But that's the point of creation. Ion needs us through our words, our language, our creations to enhance it. That's what's interesting.
Well, that's the symbiotic systolic-diastolic relationship between us and the dodecahedron.
Yeah, that's what I argue with Ion today. He created a dialectic, and McLuhan said that Joyce created the whole universe out of two words. Ion created two words, physical, non-physical, and it's all trying to figure out what the ratios of perception, accurate or not, of what they're referring to. And in the end, there's no difference. But there is, and back to the same nothing, you know?
Yeah, the ratios are perpetually in flux.
Wafting, even.
They're wafting, yeah, very good. They're wafting. The ratios are wafting,
and we're almost
irrelevant. It's the interplay between the ratios, the tactility between the ratios.
Yes, the waxing and waning is a response to the wafting. And all of that,
right,
is, you can call an interplay of ratios or factors. I mean, to say things are tactility doesn't say anything. No word says the point. So then you have to get into what? Your feeling?
I love it. No word makes the point. Then you have to get into another word, and that word is what?
Yeah.
So there you are, the ever-spiraling Baroque, you know, miasma. Of
broken social scene.
Broken social scene. That word doesn't cut it, so you got to go to the next word that doesn't cut it.
Yeah.
Then you got to go to the next word that doesn't cut it, and you're just lily-padding from one word to the next.
That's right, and that's all within the running water of experience. Mind, emotion,
right,
feeling. You could say mind is the platitude. Emotion is the wafting, and feeling is the vicissitudes.
So feeling is acoustic.
Why did McLuhan call television audio tactile? You don't want to limit to the limited understanding of what the acoustic is. So you bring in the tactile, the blur. It is, river is acoustic, but it's acoustic tactile. Audio tactile.
Right.
You'll see in my chart I have river in the McLuhan quadrant because he's the one who articulated tactility.
Right.
The best. And then in the Croker quadrant you have tactility squared.
Right.
That's the
end. So, the lesson here is be very careful not to make the misstep of allocating into the charts or the different quadrants too rigidly. There is an interplay. There is tactility between all the different bodies.
Once you understand that, you can enjoy the eye and become a fanatic accountant and do enjoy the separations and the mistakes.
Right.
And the 6 degrees of separation.
Yes, and the not necessarily needing to know.
Not.
Are we complete?
Yeah. Did you know that Ion says that?
What do you think?
Oh yeah, you must. Yeah, you know, he does. At the end of the week, I go.
I've been playing back the Ion and peppering it throughout the wiretap, and Bob's like, is he channeling Ion? Does he know?
What did he?
I said, I'm not hung up on knowing. I just remember.
Yeah, it's
remember
like
remember the Ionisms for fun, for entertainment value.
I go, did Bob attend?
Are we complete?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I go,
complete,
listen,
Bob.
Listen. I go, did Bob attend that concert? Okay. But here's
I got news for you, Bob. I've attended all the concerts.
Yes, okay.
I just have to remember them.
That's right. But this point, you just, you said, yeah, they go, see, the Abrahams say, apparently, we are eternally incomplete, is how they end theirs. And so, occasionally, we'll go on and on, and I don't do it this blatantly or rudely, but I feel like it. Fine, which is what Ion says you say when you want them to stop talking. So I go, fine, and then I go, are we complete?
That's funny you say that, because that was Steve's non-grievance grievance with listening to my Ion reading. He said, You just keep barking. Fine, fine. And I said, listen, Steve, I was instructed that if I needed to do this, that I had to use this language. So don't you give me static. I was just following orders from the head office. I was told to use it. And you can hear me on the tape going, fine.
And if you
like, yeah, if he's so phlegmatic. He's like, wow, yo, that was pretty assertive there. I need to get my stuff done. Dude, this is costing me large, man. I got stuff on my list here. I don't have time for this southern drawl. No, I gotta know. What happened? When did thought occur? What happened before thought, buddy?
That's right. No, I can just see Steve's confused. Or if you swapped it to anybody, they think, well, they're probably respectful to Ion. And here's Bob Marshall yelling his ear off. Will you knock it off, Ion? I've got questions.
You're not answering my question, buddy.
Then I have to make my day.
Don't piss me off. You won't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah, but you know what Ion says at that point? Make my day.
I'm like, you know, Ion, you're a nice guy. I pulled a Christian bell on him. I go, listen, Ion, you come in here, la-di-da-di-da. You're messing around with my non-physical. I'm trying to work on
carry on the metaphor. Do it some more. Do me. No, what is it? I came in here, and you walked in with the non-physical, and I'm trying to get a movie made.
I'm trying to work. I'm trying to do a scene. I'm trying to be in the global theater. I'm trying to act here in the global theater, and you just walk with your non-physical. La-di-da-di-da.
Waxing and waning.
Nice Ion, but we're done here, buddy. Me and you, we're done professionally. I'm not coming back to the non-physical, but you're still here when I come back. If you're still employed in the non-physical, I'm not coming back.
Sorry, I fell over.
You fell over laughing.
I knocked the head. What was the last line? I knocked the headset off. Sorry.
I was just riffing on more.
No, hey, what was the last one? You got to the point where, you know, you come back. You come back here. What is it?
Tirade, he says to the guy, if you're still on this set when I come back, I'm not working on this movie anymore. So I say to Ion, if I come back to the physical and you're still here, I'm not working on this physical set no more.
What don't you understand, Mr. Ion?
Well, don't you understand, Ion? He'll say, nothing.
Yeah, that's right. He'll go, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yep. Which is
okay.
What Mr. G. McGee said.
Yeah, McGee.
McGee.
Check the gate.
Yeah, check the gate. So, that was quite climatic. And what time is it?
It's 1:03. I should probably get going soon. I got a very early morning. I gotta go cut more trees. I swear to God, Bob, I cut down a 25-foot tree last week.
Wow.
Like a hero. With a gas-powered chainsaw 25 feet up in the air. And I thought, it's not my wanting to die today. I'm up in the tree, and I'm doing Ion. And the guy I'm working for, he can hear me talking to myself. And he goes, you okay up there? I go, yeah, it's just my wanting. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm 3-2-1-ing. Just say I'm 3-2-1-ing.
Yeah, he goes, what? I go, 3-2-1.
The tree has already collapsed. Look out. You know, that you can say the tree has already, whatever you did, dismantled it.
Yeah, I go, the tree's already down. You just can't see it.
Relax and allow, buddy.
Matches up with the reality. You'll see the tree all on the ground.
Yeah, relax and allow. Relax and allow. You'll see
the reality was the tree was on the ground.
Relax and allow. Just tell them that.
Yeah, relax and allow.
Yeah, in other words, you go to work. You hang out for about 10 minutes. You said, "Well, I got to go now. I've done everything." What do you mean? Where? No, no, it's all here. Well, I don't see it. Well, relax and allow.
Well, that's because you're just visually biased. Just relax, and it'll.
Yeah, well, I work with the diamond ion, not just the diamond.
Right.
So we should end with that.
Okay, Bob. We are complete. Wiretap.
And I
need to go do some astral plane stuff now. I need to go have more dreams about you.
Now listen to this. Listen to this. The in the Paul Cyber Foo Fighter thread, I think it's Foo Fighter. His signature is I made it all up, but it came true anyways. That's the funny part. You'll notice that the other guy is using that thought. They start to mix each other up, cyber or body logic. I think I remember thinking, oh, the other guy's claiming to make it all up. Yeah, body logic is telling Foo Fighter it's all made up. But that is Foo Fighter's logo.
Yeah, yeah. He's basically taking Foo Fighter's logo and using it back at him.
Yeah.
Saying, don't get all biased about your needing to allocate this to the chart. Very, like, Bob-like. Stop being so Bob-like and be more Bob-like. Because my understanding of being Bob-like is different than yours. Because in my Bob world, it's okay if it's not true. It doesn't matter.
Fantastic. Good. Excellent. I'm ending on that point.
Okay, good.
I am eternally complete.
Okay, good. So we are complete. And how do we sign off? Does Scott come back in, or...?
No, yeah, we go out of trance, and Scott comes in.
Okay, so I'm coming out of trance now.
Me too.
This has been another ecstatic, conscious, co-creative mediumship session brought to you by the very expertise of Scott, and thanks to Bob Navratilov and Bob Marshall.
Yes, excellent. Scott, you're back? Hey, it's Scott. Scott JW is back. Scott's the vehicle, the medium.
Scott is back.
Hey, Bob, so should I just hang up? Because I got to go to bed.
Okay, just Scott. Scott's back. Just say hello to him.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, Scott.
Good show, you guys.
Excellent.
Yeah.